trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
The Monster Man.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Welcome to KCNR 1460.
Out with the bad Bela Lugosi. Here we go.
Speaking of Bela Lugosi.
It's Halloween, my little plump children.
Didn't we watch Dracula, with the original, the other night?
I think we did. We watched it.
Yeah.
The other
Can you turn on my headphones? There we go.
And, of course, Cascade had the screening of the original Boris Karloff Frankenstein. It wasn't super well attended, but it was a fun party.
We gave a bunch of tickets for that thing.
And people went in costume, you were
oh,
saying?
Oh, absolutely.
This was last night?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
That's cool. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday. It's the 31st of October. Yes, it's Halloween out there, which probably explains Just Bob's mask that he's wearing. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And what's it look like for weather today?
Well, rainy day with our highs of around 55 and our lows of 49, of course, about 8 miles per hour of wind. Tomorrow is going to call for 61 with our highs. Clouds in the morning, not as much chance of rain tomorrow. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with our highs of 66, our lows of 47. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 72. Our lows of 48. This is good because my folks are driving up. I'm singing at Wind River Thursday night. So this is great. They're going to not have to deal with that huge storm front. Friday calls for a sunny day with highs of 71 and 49. And then Saturday we go back into evening showers. Sunday partly cloudy. So we don't have like a great big rainstorm on the way. But of course today will be raining all day long.
Yeah. And tonight for little trick-or-treaters.
That's right. Now, Weather's brought to you by, thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, with they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, the question is, to leave the door light on or off tonight?
Well, if it's on, the little devils will come up to your door and knock on it and expect goodies. Or it could be anybody. I've had people knock on our door. They were older with beards saying, trick or treat.
I know.
Here you go.
I'm not sure today with little kids, you know. I think they're doing stuff at school and at the malls and at churches, kind of more of a controlled environment.
Well, it's because because of all the rain, and that's why they're trying to do indoor things. There's no kids
in
our block.
No, it's really, I think a lot has changed with people who've done just mean things. Thank you, Bob. The people have done mean things. So this is a way to kind of keep it more controlled and safe. However, I did recently, I was sending a package and I was talking to, you know, just randomly asking people where I was. Are you going to trick or treat? What are you doing? There's one woman said, I get to be with seven little girls. And then we have this one neighborhood we hit. So there are people that take their kids out.
You know, like where Molly and Jeff are.
Yeah.
I could see that neighborhood getting hit because it looks like there's a lot of kids.
Well, this is what she said. In that particular area, she avoids it.
Lots of kids.
Because it's an hour in traffic.
Oh, to get there?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know.
And that's half a
Placer. Like we said, Sonny was sent us that thing about somebody sending out, well, are you going to be available for Halloween? And what kind of candy are you giving out online?
That's funny.
And I thought, well, that's kind of cool.
It was an app.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, that's when somebody comes to us. What are you giving out? I'm giving out X-Lax and also bags of these little condiment bags from Arby's that has the Arby's sauce in it, the horsey sauce and ketchup. And I don't know, maybe you could use that when you get your sweet tarts. Hey, guess who just rolled into the chat room?
Who?
Wiener. Wiener came in. So,
No.
You know what? You know, this is funny. You know, I mean, it's almost funny if it's not so sad. Well, it is. It's hilarious.
I'm wondering if Oscar Mayer is having a meltdown.
I'm not sure. You know, yeah, an Oscar Mayer Wiener. You know,
I understand.
And then the New York Post had the headline, Happy Halloweener. Okay. Here's the thing, though, about it is Trump a year ago was saying, look, her closest aide is married to a guy who's been hammered. You know, he's a pervert. He's been found guilty of sexting, you know, people all over the United States. You don't think that they have access to each other's emails or each other's computers? You don't think that she's not just kind of sitting there talking to him, laying here, because he's a politician, laying there talking to him about what's going on in the world? Are you kidding? And so now FBI comes up with a letter saying, sure enough, they're reopening the investigation, and it's because of Wiener and the sexting that he's done with a 15-year-old, allegedly, and that then they found all these other thousands of emails on their computers.
Yeah, apparently, Uma Abedin, to whom he was married at the time, used Anthony's laptop to conduct State Department business. Now, check me if I'm wrong. I believe that is specifically prohibited, conducting government business. Also,
no, it can't be because Hillary was doing it, and she was there.
Yeah,
it was
and
okay
therefore,
with them.
But the rules do not apply to her.
Do
just
not apply
as.
To the Clintons. There you go.
Did you hear Harry Reid crying out that government officials should not meddle in an election? What's Obama doing?
Well, yeah, you know, Harry Reid kind of conveniently forgets that how in the last days of the election last time with Romney, he said Romney hasn't paid any income taxes in the last 12 years, which of course was a lie, and he just said it when confronted with it later goes, maybe I made a mistake.
I exaggerated.
Yeah, you know, and then Clinton also, Hillary said, when that thing came out on Bush, you know, from Dan Rather, that was found to be, you know, specious and false, and Rather was fired over it and lost his reputation, and all these other producers were fired over it. She was yelling, yeah, okay, that's at the last moment. This will, you know. This needs to come out. Well, she's not yelling the same thing now.
Yeah.
And where Comey used to be the punch dummy for the Republicans and the darling of the Democrats, it is now reversed. The Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, are going after this guy because he said, look, we're reopening an investigation. We've got thousands of emails. But guess what? They're not going to be able to get through them before the election. So what happens? They come through this time and they say, oh, this is a clear cut. This is clear-cut examples of malfeasance, and there should be charges. There should be this should be a trial against Clinton, and she's already been elected. What do you do then?
Obama issues a pardon on the spot.
That's what I was thinking. He's going to pardon no matter what it is.
Well, for the good of the country.
You can't. You can't pardon beforehand, can you?
They can do whatever they want.
Can you pardon beforehand before something happens?
I don't know.
Well,
we'll find out.
Did Gerry Ford pardon Nixon before charges went on? You got to remember what Nixon did. Nixon had some tapes that he knew about a break-in. And because, you know, he lied, they went after him. Well, isn't this the same? I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
But Trump talked nasty about women. That's unpardonable.
It is.
That's so much worse.
It is. Hey, you know what? this weekend.
It is reprehensible, but.
This weekend was I have to say, party weekend. I'm going to talk some more about it, but we got back around midnight on Saturday night.
I'm looking at the headlines.
I know.
I still can't get lost in all the headlines. I've gone from USA to Huffington because, it's always funny to watch. Huffington's had it out for Trump since very beginning. So if you look at when we flip down the channels from MSNBC to Fox to CNN, those are the three major ones that we flip around back and forth. And it's interesting that, their angle, every one of them is bent in how they with the mindset of the candidate they're behind. So in Huffington, everything is about Harry Reid thinks that Comey has done something illegal.
Yeah, under the Hatch Act.
Yes, and then the list goes on. And then on the other side, Drudge is saying, trick or treat, FBI found 650,000 emails on laptop. DOJ blocked foundation probe. 45% say worse than Watergate. Police union post photos of cops arresting Hillary. Clinton unfavorable rating hits new high. In final sprint, Donald targets blue states. Colorado Dems complain Clinton sold country down river. Election day promises to be a marathon. Swing state scramble. 22 million ballots already in. That's what scares me. Early voting. I don't believe in it. And my folks, by the way, 83 and 85, as many of you know, they're going to actually drive up and be here for my show Thursday night. They're just incredible. I just came back from a two-week cruise. But they very patriotic. Of course, my father served in the Korean War. But I just want to say this. Yep, I'm not watching the clock.
No, you're not.
Let me finish this real fast.
Okay.
They had mail-in. They always mail-in their ballots. And then they looked at the Sacramento Bee, and the Sacramento Bee had said that if you don't double stamp your ballot, it may not be read. And my mom said, all these years, are you telling me that maybe we have been voting and it hasn't been counted? So anyway, nicely said that after watching the World Series and watching all the things of politics and all the games, all the four big football games and having all the wonderful shows we did, we have a really good night's sleep.
Because we have our sleep number bed.
Yes.
And my sleep number setting is 60.
And mine is 40. And
your sleep number setting is 40.
My sleep number setting is 40. And I'm very happy with our – oh, we just got the best pillows.
That's right. Sleep number sent us their new pillows.
Oh.
And Linda, who has spent I don't know how much money on pillows, has found the pillow that she's fallen in love with.
I maybe have gone through in the last 5 years 20 pillows. I just can't seem to get the pillow. It's like Princess and a Pea. But these pillows.
Including that one that you see advertised all the time.
I bought that MyPillow.
MyPillow. And that's okay. But this pillow, that Sleep Number has,
I'm in heaven.
Is incredible.
All right, so let's take
I'm not
a break.
Even sure, I'm not even sure they're selling them yet. But because they sent them to us, so that they could give it, so they could we could try them out. But I tell you what, they're the best pillows. But Sleep Number itself is the best bed. Dual air, so you can have two different sides. You've got the Sleep IQ technology that helps you, that gives you ideas on best firmnesses for your bed, ideas on sleeping better when we come in, whether it's late or it's early and you got to get to bed because you're starting the next week and you can go to bed at midnight or at 9 o'clock, you go right to sleep. Right to sleep and you sleep through the night. You can't get any better than that. And I tell you what, with the fall here and the changing of the clocks, which I believe is coming this coming weekend. I think we're going to change the clocks this weekend. You can't, you've got to count on getting a good night's sleep. And you and your kids going to school, of course. Right now, head on down to the Sleep Number store and you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever on the C4 mattresses. Save $400 on them. You can only do it by heading down to the Target Shopping Center in the Sleep Number store. Go over and see the professionals in there. And I promise you, you will never be sorry by buying a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 54 degrees right now. Rain's coming if it's not already here. 57 is the high.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hello. My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 25 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Halloween, October the 31st. 54 degrees,
yeah.
Going up to 57 today. And this portion of the show is me telling you on November 11th, I'll be at Crown Motors with our Salute to the Veterans event. Yeah, I'll be down there. We'll have veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the War on Terror, Global War on Terror, and plus more and more people that day just to come in and say hello. 100, just remember, is that Crown Motors supports veterans, and $100 of each vehicle sold on the weekend of Veterans Day will go to two local veterans charities, Welcome Home and Military Order of the Purple Heart. Those are local charities. You can get 10% discounts on parts and labor to military families, active and retired. This is Crown Motors. This is their big event. And we are so happy to be down there and the support that Crown Motors gives to our veterans.
All right, Bob, I have to ask you because, you know, when you pick out your bump music,
mm-hmm.
you've played Lindsey Stirling before. Isn't
right.
she a violinist?
Absolutely, yes. And a dancer to boot.
And a dancer to boot. But the video I can see over there is a bunch of zombies.
Sort of an homage to Thriller, her own take on it. It's called Moon Trance, and I'm a big Lindsey Stirling fan.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can get her to come to Reading.
I want to nudge the Cascade to get her.
Hey, you know, speaking of Halloween, I want to talk about Halloween parties that were going on this weekend. First of all,
We attended two.
We party hopped a little bit. But I saw other parties that hit Facebook.
Right.
The Shasta Regional Collector, or somebody, you know, Kath, looked like there's a big party over there, but we hit one over at Mark's house, and that was a good one.
Yeah.
And then over to probably the, Mark's place was great. A lot of, you know, people dressed up in you know, Popeye. I saw Popeye there. And you know what? The guy looked like Popeye. I mean, you know, the costume was that
right.
Plus others. And
but the winner was Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
I thought I'd die laughing.
Like him. One
oh
of the
my
guys
God.
There. But then we went over to the Kaplan's place.
Well, we have to say, okay, Carl, seriously, and for our listeners, you know, we do a lot of social events in town. You know, it's work. Most of it is work related. We have a good time, of course, when we do the big event that happens in March at the at Wind River, where they so generously donate money and
to so many great causes.
Right, right, and the tribal committee does just a fantastic job. So we dress in costume for that. And we dressed in costume when we were doing a library fund and we emceed. Well, this is the first time we actually just said there nothing except for to go have fun. So we didn't have to think about a script. We didn't have to. We just went and really had a good time. So Carl dressed as a Playboy Hugh Hefner devil.
Complete with horns.
And
red face.
And our girlfriend, Karen from Chameleon Costumes, she just, it's like when you have an artist friend, they can't help themselves. So she would come by and drop this off and drop that off. And then finally, you know, just okay. So it was fun. We put it together. And I was a female Kiss from the band Kiss. I have no idea who I was. I just made up my face and it was a blast. And it was just really fun. There was a group that came out and they did the Ghostbusters. And they must have worn 6 months on the packs that they wore.
I think they built them themselves, but they look great.
On Facebook.
Yeah, they just, you know, they built it. But I tell you what, the Kaplan's.
And the cake by Sublime?
Was, you know, it's on, it's, you know, I don't know how to put it. Maybe it'd probably be good to put it on our website so you can take a look at it. This was a crawling zombie. Parts of it, like half of it. With its arm outraised, and it was a cake. And I tell you what,
wow.
It is just spectacular. But just, you know, just the costumes we saw there, you know, this one guy comes in, he's like 6'5", and he, you know, he's wearing like the Spartan outfit, and he didn't have like fake muscles.
No.
This guy came in here.
He had just a helmet on and a
sheath. The only thing would happen
was
he had his helmet and his his sword and all these things, his sandals, and
he was covered.
And he also had the big thing he had though was that the imprint of women's lips on
pecs.
His chest.
The big thing he had was pecs.
And then, you know, this is the first party I've gone to in a long time. The guys are showing up with, you know, with their shirts off, go just like Conan.
Yeah.
And then one guy who was wearing the very minimum of anything was a gladiator.
Timmy, do you like movies about gladiators?
Do you like about gladiators? And, but then the amount, but the other, I mean, the guy, you know, remember the man baby here in Reading?
Yes.
Guy comes as the man baby.
With a diaper.
With a diaper and a big hairy chest. I swear. I mean, you're.
Oh, they were clever.
And this one girl comes as a skeleton and her. It was, she was just out. I mean, her makeup was great. And,
people really went all out.
People went all
out.
I mean, it was fun
amazing.
Just to watch something
it
like
was like
that.
Las Vegas transported
to Reading.
To Reading. And it was, they had Clear Cut the band. It just went on and on. It was fabulous. What about the guy that had the face of Kaepernick?
He had, the face of Kaepernick, the jersey. He's carrying a football and says, "We'll be oppressed for $20 million."
With the sun.
Anyway, so list, it was like
you know,
that. Okay.
Just as clever when you right. see adults coming out, and it's been a long time since we've done it. It was a great time, and thanks to everybody.
What a wonderful time! And they're such good host. And you know, there's a lot of I don't know how many people
now
were
for
there.
Anybody who came home and fell or knows anybody who's fallen. I have to this portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers for somebody that's gotten, that may have fallen and during this weekend and needs temporary help. Well, Sharon Clark and her Home Helpers can do temporary, short-term aid. And then also, if it's a long-term in-home residence, Home Helpers is the people you want to have, because Sharon interviews each one of her employees. Handpicks her employees. They get a thorough background investigation. They're investigated. They're bonded. And Sharon then meets with the family to make sure that she's matching the right people for the right people. And you're not going to get any better than this, than Home Helpers. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. But give her a call at 226-8350. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:32 in the morning.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 54 degrees going up to 57 today with lots of rain. Hold those little munchkins close to you tonight if you're out trick-or-treating. Those people will be driving by and it will be hard to spot tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's out there right now teaching classes, and you're not going to get any better concealed carry training than you will at Northern Firearms Instruction. He also has a team of hand-picked instructors, all of whom he has put through NRA courses. Every one of them is a professional NRA pistol instructor at a minimum pistol. He also offers carbine classes, carbine to pistol classes, and advanced pistol classes, which is going to be happening, in fact, the 20th of this month. If you're interested, I believe the carbine class is filled up, but if you're interested in taking your graduate class in concealed carry, then give them a call at 530-999-1822 or continue online or check online at readingccw.com. Let's go to the phones. Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, you had a big day yesterday, huh, buddy?
Yeah, we really did. We had about 400 people show up. It was fantastic. People are enthusiastic. They're ready. The lawsuit is progressing. It was really just a great day. Rainy outside, but it was bright and shiny inside.
Okay, and so what? Can you give me a quick what you all did? Because we have another guest here, so give me a quick and dirty about what you accomplished yesterday.
Well, we got reports from all our committees, our Constitutional Formation Committee. They're writing the Jefferson Constitution. We got the report from the Codes and Regulations Committee. They're reviewing all of the public health and safety, government codes, penal codes from all of the small rural states so that we can pick our code books and not have to reinvent the wheel. We got a financial report from our 501c4 that's financing our lawsuit. We got a report from our legal team, and they're almost ready to file the lawsuit. And then we got a bunch of lies out of the Reading Searchlight. And that was we had a great lunch and just a real fantastic group from all over the state of Jefferson. People drove hours to get there.
Yeah, I saw that. I drove by the meeting there yesterday, coming back from a different thing, and the whole parking lot. It was absolutely loaded with cars, and I saw the searchlight said less than 200, and I thought, gosh, everybody must have been driving by themselves.
Well, there were about 400 people there, and also the searchlight said that Shasta County was not involved in Jefferson, and I'll tell you, Shasta County has over 35,000 signatures. They have more signatures than any other county. Shasta County's declaration is filed, it is recorded, and Shasta County is part of the state of Jefferson.
Okay, now the bottom line, and like I said, we've got other guests here. The bottom line on this is that tell us about the lawsuit. The lawsuit has to do with representation.
Yes, we're preparing to sue the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. And as our legal team thinks, we have an excellent chance of getting all the way to the United States Supreme Court and winning the case. We're consulting with the Abbott versus Evenwell lawyers. Because they had a track that took them to the Supreme Court very, very quickly. And we think we're going to win because just in my lifetime, my vote's been diluted over 50%, and representation in rural California has diminished by about 60 to 70%.
And so what's this trail of breadcrumbs you were talking about?
Well, the trail of breadcrumbs was Clarence Thomas said, and it's funny, it was a unanimous decision in the Evenwell case, but Clarence Thomas wrote a dissenting opinion on behalf of four of the justices. And in that opinion, Clarence Thomas said, this court has been trying to support the principle of one man, one vote for 50 years, and it constantly fails because that principle is nowhere in the Constitution. And he then went on for page after page after page to describe how it is time for a voter dilution case, it's time for a lack of representation case, the court would like to hear it, and if you want to win it, here's how you do it.
Okay, because as we all know up here, this one person, one vote has totally done away with any of our rights up here.
Absolutely correct, and we are going to fix that.
Okay. All right,
Thank
Mark.
You have a good day.
No, thanks a lot for calling in, Mark.
Okay, bye.
You know what? This is. You know what? And I'm offended by the fact that we have nothing to say. The people, when you go from Sacramento South, well, let's face it. No, it's not even that. When you go along the coast, everything inland's different. You go 5 miles, 10 miles inland. You know, on the other side of the five, life is totally different than it is on the west side of the five. And the money's different, the jobs are different, their thoughts on what the government should provide is different than 5 miles west of the and further west of the five. And I frankly am one of those that's tired of not having representation as good as Brian Daly is. As good as Brian Daly is, and even Ted Gaines getting in there and getting a few things done, it doesn't count. That's why all these things are happening to us up here when it goes against the vast majority of what we believe in north of Sacramento. Anyway, okay.
Well, have people that are here today, a specific gentleman who is trying to make changes, please welcome to the show Terry Oxley. Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
And Terry served as a police officer in Portland, Oregon, where he believed he was fulfilling his lifelong ambition. And years as an officer, he recognized he was not satisfied. I'm reading your biography a little bit here, just a little bit. And sensed that God was calling him in another direction. So Terry and Chris began their new journey by attending school to prepare for the ministry. Terry eventually earned a doctorate in ministry and pastoral care and ministry. He and Chris have dedicated their lives to helping others know Jesus and come to personal relationship with Christ. So welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
And as we interview and talk with about, you're here to share with us.
Well, your church that you have out here in
Bella Vista
is, you know, and the church you have is, you are doing something that a lot of other churches shy away from.
Well, I'm just not afraid to talk about politics.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, though, yeah. Is that you stand. It's not just about voting. Where at the Catholic Church, this a priest came in and gave this wonderful speech about how important it is to vote. You know, to vote to protect your rights, protect what you are, what you believe in. But many churches stay away from this. They do not talk about the importance of voting, and they don't take sides. And yet, you believe that the Christian faith is under attack.
Absolutely. You know, we've been threatened by, the Johnson Amendment a long time ago, that churches can't say this, can't say that. And the truth is that, you know, my church can't say a True Life Church in Bella Vista, we support so-and-so. Can't do that. But I can say who I support as the pastor of True Life Church. I can do anything I want. I have that freedom. But what I try to do is I try to get people to recognize that as Christians, now we're talking to Christians, that you only have one choice. You can't vote for somebody that believes contrary to what the Bible teaches. You know, when it comes to abortion, for example, we can't vote for somebody who believes in abortion, late-term abortion, partial birth abortion. I mean, how in the world could I believe and vote for someone that will change society who absolutely believes something contrary to the Word of God? I can't do it. And the problem is that we have thrown away our ability to stand up for our morals, our values, and we're being attacked full-time. And churches are being attacked and pastors are being attacked. More and more every day. And it's just time that the pastors stand up and not be afraid to speak out.
Well, other than the abortion issue, what would be another?
Well, gay marriage, homosexuality. You know, like, for example, myself. I don't have a problem. If you want to be gay, you just do whatever you want to do. You want to have sex with a tree, go to it, as long as the tree doesn't fight you back. But the problem is trying to force me to accept that. To go along with that, to celebrate that with you, to try to get my business, if I'm a Christian businessman, to have to celebrate it with you and be involved with you. You know, I do believe in discrimination. I believe everybody discriminates. I discriminate when I was raising my kids. No, you can't play with that kid down the street. You know, no, you can't go there to this thing. You can't do that thing. We all discriminate. But the political correctness has made discrimination wrong, you know, and bad and sinful and hateful. So if you care enough about your kids to want to make sure that they do the right things, you're hateful. So it's time that we stick to the Word of God and not be affected by what people try to force us into. and I believe political correctness, is that manipulation of truth, trying to change truth to mean something other than it really means. So, and you know, and we see that. I was listening to you on the way in today. You guys were talking about Hillary Clinton and the emails and all that. You know, what's really sad is that we have entered into a major season of what I call lawlessness. Lawlessness. The Bible talks about it, that in the last days, and we are in the last days, that lawlessness is going to abound and the man of lawlessness will come and all this kind of stuff. And you look at what's happening. And you know what really saddens me? The people know that Hillary Clinton is a crook. She's probably done many, many treasonous deeds. She's been involved in people dying and all these things. And yet you have half the Americas. They don't care, you know. And I heard one celebrity say, I'm tired of these emails. You know, what she's saying is, I'm tired of all this evidence that makes this candidate look like a criminal. And it's time we stand up and say lawlessness is wrong. Half of America, if you're okay with somebody committing crime, well, you're lawless also, because look what's happening in our society.
I think that all it takes for evil is for good men to do nothing. Okay, here we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a full-service jewelry store that has the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Get it all from their estate jewelry, everything. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Terry Oxley after these messages.
Not enough police officers, slow response time, skyrocketing pension costs, lack of good jobs. Choosing the path toward fiscal solvency to fully address these and other concerns for the citizens of Reading require an individual who will do the research and make the hard choices. I believe I am that person. I'm Gary Cadd. I work for you. I'm asking for your vote for re-election to the Reading City Council.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
Attent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No. Instead, we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bott. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
The
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. Yes, currently 54 degrees. And today the weather looks like we're going to have 57. We'll be a high with rain. Rain tonight with our lows of 50, and tomorrow calls for a little bit of sun coming up. 62, lows of 47. Sun Wednesday calls for 69, and then on Thursday we're clearing up. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 71. That's just a little bit of the weather update brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And our guest this morning,
Terry Oxley, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? If you want to get your windshield repair, whether it's a very small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the guy to go to. A veteran-owned business who guarantees his work forever.
Jeff.
That's right. Jeff Wurst. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 right now to get your windshields fixed. Okay, we're here with Terry Oxley, and we're talking about who is the pastor of True Life Church. And in Bella Vista. It's a 501c3, which is a nonprofit religious organization, and people are asking about that because if it's that way, how can you talk about politics? Well,
why should I not talk about politics? The only thing that we can't do, according to the Johnson Amendment, like I said earlier, was the True Life Church cannot support a specific candidate. But as an individual, I have the freedom to do so.
And people can stand up in your church and say things.
Yeah.
If they want to.
Sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
And so I just want to make that's clear. Now, as Linda said, you had your question during
the break. Well, you're a former police officer. I say once a police officer, always a police officer. Like once a more, you've served in to fight crime,
right?
And we were talking about like what's the next 10 minutes that you really want to drive home some thoughts, some messages here.
Well, you know, I think the thing that a lot of us have seen and we're really upset about is the violence that we're seeing in our society that wasn't there 8 years ago before Mr. Obama came in and helped create this racism and the charge that we have against each other. And you know what's interesting is the Bible talks about in Matthew 24 that in the last days there will be nation fighting against nation. And that word does not mean like U.S. against Israel or something like that. It means ethnic group against another ethnic group. And this is happening. We're seeing this happen. But the sad thing is it's not just happening by accident. It's being created. You go to a college, they're teaching the kids what? To go out and riot and to march and to invade libraries?
But that was happening back in the 60s too.
Right.
It just isn't today.
No, it isn't. But it's, think about it. When was the last time in the last 20 years you heard about that? And we haven't seen that. We haven't seen that.
And things have changed radically during the last 8 years, I guess you could say, or that people have started taking a look at what's happening around them and whether the instigators of the actions that started in this case in Ferguson and that were truly a travesty of justice, which it turns out they weren't, or if it was just an igniter for an underlying anger was out there.
But we have learned that Mr. Soros was paying millions and millions of dollars for these agitators. We've also learned that Hillary Clinton's campaign has been paying money for these agitators to go to Trump. And we're seeing, and this is a sad thing, we're seeing this happen.
And I see if you're saying is that, hey, look, there. It's one thing for people to have spontaneous demonstrations or to feel this, but you're saying is that we've got people in a concerted movement, they're spending money to cause
violence
in our society.
And lawlessness. And the people are swallowing it up. And we all know that the black community – they're not behind this. They don't believe in that. They want to live in peace also. They don't want their cities and their towns messed up and people being shot and killed. We see the government. Hey, here's another thing that I find interesting. I mean, if we want to outlaw guns, let's just do it for the Democrats because they're the ones that seem to be doing the crime. Whenever you have a mass shooting, it's from a Democrat family. You know, whenever you
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, sure, it's true.
I don't know if that's true.
Research it. I've done some research on it to the best that I can, and they tend to come out of a liberal. Let me say liberal instead of Democrats. And here, let me say something else. I know a lot of Democrats that don't vote Democrat, so I should justify that and say that people that allow themselves to go progressive, tend to be that way. So those of you that are Democrats and never vote against or for somebody that's really contrary to America, forgive me for saying that. It's more progressive, those people that want to change America from the Constitution that we are into who knows what. And so we're seeing this violence, and it's beginning to become more and more. And for me, I'm just upset to see cops shot, murdered, targeted. Not just the fact that they're shot in the middle of a call that they have. And when I was on a call, all the time we were in danger of being shot. But they're targeting policemen. And who's encouraging that? All the way from the top down. And it's just that's part of the lawlessness that we see that's coming again in this country. And the thing that bothers me is that there are so many people that will vote for somebody who they know is involved in crime. And Hillary Clinton is one of those. We've got 30 years of history of her behavior.
The part I think that bothers me, that I have friends that are very bright friends that are supporting her because they're used as an excuse, Donald Trump, how, you know, unstable he appears to be, I mean, to them. And I look at them and I wonder that this woman who it just keeps on more and more stuff keeps coming out about the things that she's done, the lies that she said. And all this, you know, I mean, and a lot of people, a lot of younger, the millennials don't realize this goes back 30 years at a minimum. And that bothers me that people are willing to give her a pass on this that I know they wouldn't give anybody else.
Absolutely.
And they're using Trump as an excuse. And I don't understand that, you know, that all these bad things people are saying about Trump. I mean, he's been in the public eye for 40 years at least, and all of the women that say he was sexually assaulted them, where were they 20 years ago or 10 years ago? They didn't come up till now, and then, you know, yeah, he says things that are just, I mean, says things that are really weird.
He says things, but listen.
But he has not ever been accused of and had so many investigations and found
crimes,
guilty
absolutely.
In some of them.
Here's the thing, too, is we have no idea what kind of a president Trump could be. He could come in there and just mess things up. But I tell you what, he won't mess it up as much as Hillary already promised to do. She has an intention of getting and changing the Supreme Court. If she gets in and puts one in, you could say goodbye to the Constitution. They'll do just what they did when it came to the abortion law. They take something that absolutely has nothing to do with a law, and they make it into something. It'll be, we could say goodbye to that Constitution.
Well, I think, Terry, that you and other ministers, and this is the way I feel. And I've got people in here saying, hey, look, you know, that is, you know, 501 says they can't say it. And I disagree with that. I think that as long as churches don't take a stand on something and say our church, the Catholic Church, believes you should vote for,
right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Why can't people within a church, why can't the pastor of that church have their freedom to speak for?
I think they can.
They do, you're right. And the law
and
does not forbid that.
And I think that I think it's time for Christians, if they truly believe that Hillary Clinton is going to destroy their rights as Christians, as has been some of the Supreme Court rulings, in the sense of what's happened in the last 4 or 5 years, then they have to vote their conscience and vote and consciously vote against Hillary Clinton.
Right.
If that's what they
believe. Here's the thing. How many times have you heard somebody say, vote your conscience? Well, you know, that's not a safe guide. Because if your conscience is seared, you have no moral value to judge that by. If your conscience has been trained to believe a certain thing is right and wrong, you have no balance or standard to govern that by. You know, our conscience has to be rightly set and established. If I've been raised all my life to believe that this is absolutely fine, let's say abortion, homosexuality, or whatever, so my conscience says, yeah, that's fine. So I'm voting something. That's where the Christian comes in. We have a moral value that's already been established for us that never changes. We call that the Bible. You know, there's things I may read and say, you know what, I don't agree with that, but I don't have a choice. I'm going to have to line up with that if I want to be a follower of Christ. If I don't want to be a follower of Christ, or if I want to be able to flip and flop whatever I want, well, then I have to examine whether I'm truly a Christian. Because Christians follow the principles that God has set down in the Word of God, the Bible. There are absolutes that we obey, and that's all there is to it.
Okay. Terry Oxley has been our guest minister of the True Life Church out in Bella Vista, who has strong feelings about this election, and that this election is one, I guess, one for the that Christians need to get involved in, or their rights as Christians and their beliefs as Christians will be totally under attack if Hillary Clinton wins.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And again, what's your phone number there, Terry?
549-5660. Okay. And they could find more about us on the website, TrueLifeReading.com. TrueLifeReading.com. And we're on Deschutes Road, a block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have Gary Cadd coming in. As we know, the election's getting tight. I think we've only got a couple more people in between now and the 8th.
Everyone running for city council.
Everybody that's running. We've had everybody on several times. Here's Gary's last shot at it. And we'll talk about what he wants to do if reelected to the city council.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks, Gary.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump's campaign manager says Trump will not make the FBI's new email discovery the centerpiece of the last days of the campaign against Hillary Clinton. FBI Director James Comey notified Congress last week that investigators are examining whether newly discovered emails may be relevant to the ongoing investigation into Clinton's use of private emails while working as Secretary of State. Campaigning yesterday in Greeley, Colorado, Trump told supporters to ignore the state's mail-in ballot initiative and to go ahead and show up in person to vote next week.
You can check on your ballot to make sure it's counted properly. I know they're all saying, oh, of course, everything is so legitimate. Everything is so... Perhaps I'm a more skeptical person, okay? Nobody's upset with that, right?
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway telling MSNBC that Trump will focus on issues including health care and the Islamic State group. In the final days of the campaign, Florida voter Diana Font says she needs to hear more substance from Trump.
The last debate was what did it for me. And hearing about, like I said, he doesn't give you a right answer. He's too busy whining about everybody's against him. Give me a reason to vote for you.
Some economic news that was encouraging today has Wall Street mixed. The Dow's been both up and down right now. It's down by about 12 points. Consumers boosted their spending in September at the fastest pace in 3 months. Their incomes grew by just a modest amount. A closer look at those numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending went up 0.5%. The increase was led by a 1.3% surge in spending on autos and other durable goods. Incomes increased 0.3% last month. The overall economy grew at a 2.9% rate in the July to September quarter. That acceleration in activity came even though growth in consumer spending slowed after a burst in the spring.
Economists believe solid gains in employment will translate into further spending gains in coming months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Italy's premier pledged today to find temporary housing for all those displaced by a series of powerful earthquakes in a central mountainous region, including yesterday's, which hit 6.6 on the scale, and also upped the number of those needing assistance now to about 15,000. Colleen Berry has more.
They expect those numbers to rise because many people last night spent the nights in their cars or other vehicles or made their own arrangements. They expect them to come and seek help as the temperatures in the mountains is going down. It was around zero last night.
Meanwhile, some $44 million have been set aside to help with the rebuilding of homes, churches, and other structures that were damaged by the quake. Some communities are resisting relocation for now. Yesterday's quake, with its 6.6 magnitude, caused no deaths or serious injuries, largely because Most fragile city centers had already been closed because of previous damage, and many homes have been vacated because of previous quakes as well. More on these stories at townhall.com. There is still some life in the Chicago Cubs after a victory last night. A 3-2 win over the Indians kept their hopes alive, especially for Cubs fans like Brett Hersma.
It was magical, but it was stressful at the same time. So glad to see the first World Series win at Wrigley Field in 71 years.
Cleveland now leads that series 3-2. Game 6 slated for tomorrow. Possible 7th game would happen on Wednesday. The Dallas Cowboys 6-1 and riding a 6-game winning streak after an overtime win last night over Philadelphia. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett says even though quarterback Dak Prescott got off to a slow start, he turned things around later.
That's what he's demonstrated since day one. Just be able to handle any situation with poise and composure. He's come back before this year for us. He was outstanding at the end of his ball game. Obviously, that final drive made a number of big plays in the game for us.
In overtime, the final score, 29-23, Dallas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 this Monday, October the 31st, Halloween, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda Bott, Carl Bott, and Bad Bob Belongi. Hello, hon.
Yes, good morning. And we're, hey, are you going to keep your door light on tonight and accept trick-or-treaters or not? I'm kind of curious. So what's happening is a lot of, I think, the adults, if you will, became childlike and partied on Saturday. Just curious about
that.
Hey, the weather,
find some of the
54 degrees. It's going to be raining today all day and until tonight with our lows of 50. Tomorrow calls for a chance of showers and partly sunny with our highs of 62. Tuesday night calls for 47. Just a couple days here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. 365-7793. And let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, good morning on what's happening tonight.
Well, it's trick or treat.
Yes. Is it going to be a trick or a treat or both?
Well, the trick is we're not having a meeting tonight because it is Halloween. But the treat is that next week, which happens to fall on November 7th, the day before the election, we have asked the pastor of Eagle's Nest to give a short talk and prayer. We're going to pray for our nation next Monday. And we're also going to be watching Trevor Loudon's new movie that he's just produced called The Enemies Within. So that will be a free public showing, and I just wanted to let people know about it so they could plan on attending.
There you go. Now, is the prayer for the nation, huh?
Prayer for our nation. Yes,
okay.
I think
everybody should be able to get behind that.
We need it.
I think everybody should be able to get behind that. I mean, really. I mean, everybody I've talked to, I mean, that are hinged. you know, see that, you know, our nation has got, you know, it's not our nation is on the verge of being destroyed or anything like that. I mean, in the sense of a cataclysmic, you know, eruption. But I think everybody believes our nation needs some guidance and needs to kind of pull together here. Our nation needs, you know, needs a big prayer that works.
Absolutely. And like I say, no matter which way the election goes, one side is going to be very upset.
Yeah, you know, it would be nice to think that perhaps, you know, that we can kind of get it together and, you know, afterwards and try to move forward. The world's too dangerous. There's too many things going on for us to be, you know, split up into. I mean, we might as well be split up into, you know, different countries as we do on some of the feelings we have around here.
Yep. I agree, and I loved hearing Terry Oxley this morning. Please keep continuing to have him on.
Well, well, you know what? He'll come on occasionally, just like everybody else that comes here. He comes and gets his time. You know, like our ACLU guy the other day, whom I thoroughly enjoyed talking about marijuana, but then we got into a couple other subjects, and he, as he reminded us, hey, he's an East County boy, but he says, I'm a East County liberal. He says, but I go down to San Francisco, I find out maybe I'm not as liberal as I thought. You know, you got to love a kid like that.
Yep.
So, anyway. Okay, Sally,
all
thanks
right.
a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River and Elements Lounge. This Thursday, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be down there from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be, you know, you got an opportunity to come down, you know, 6:30 and have a great dinner.
Steak and lobster?
For $22. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, I can't help it, but I do.
Fun music and Bertie Baker's special guest.
Yeah.
We have we have Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards.
So
it'll be fun.
Good.
It'll be a nice night.
They all are great.
And you'll get a $5 free slot play, too. We're going to make sure that happens.
That's right. Okay, that's this Thursday at Elements Lounge. Get your reservations, 243-3377. Also, a couple other things are happening. U.S. Marine Corps birthday, 241st birthday ball, November the 10th at Wind River. You can have a great time. It's open to the public and all branches of the military. Call Mike Gutierrez for an invitation, 524-7595. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. A lot of pomp and circumstance. Also, Saturday, November the 12th, is the Shasta Lake City Community Nonprofits 2016 Community Holiday Bazaar at the John Boudet Senior Center. Join us for a cookie walk and everything else. It's at Median Avenue in Shasta Lake. Also, the Reading Gun Show, 149 tables, November 12th and 13th, Saturday and Sunday at the Hilltop Inn Convention Center. You know what? That's a big show right there, too. Okay.
May I interject something
Sure.
real quick? On the heels of the weather report, since the beginning of October, they have recorded 9-plus inches of rain at Shasta Dam. Most of that got sucked right into the aquifers, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But the lake level has gained 2 feet in the last couple of days, now stands at 995 feet above sea level.
That's great.
That's 72 feet down, so we've actually come back a little bit from our low point. And if
more rain coming.
Yes, we do have more rain on the way.
It's going to be super. You know what? They've closed down. They've hit a winter storm warning up there that people have gotten stuck up in the Sierras already with snow. They got hit. So, you know, that's something else. If you're heading in that direction, take chains. Gary Cadd's with us.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
All right. So how are you weathering in all of the big storm? And who are the people, the juveniles, that are ripping off signs and taking down signs? You're not the only one.
No, but I'm putting them back up again.
Are you feeling that perhaps this is the most acoustic?
It could well be, yeah. It just...
I don't know. I think last time was pretty... That was pretty nasty.
How are you feeling about everything? We got a couple minutes before we go into the big meat.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. With us, you know, I don't know that anybody's done a poll, so I don't know exactly where we're at. I see a tremendous amount of support in the community. the people calling me and stopped me and talking to me. So it's really encouraging, people calling to put signs up, and people that have people that have individuals drive across their lawn just to get one of my campaign signs down. And so they put them, so now folks are putting them out in the morning and take them down at night. But there's just a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. And I put a sign up and they take it down. I put a sign, and they're even taking them down in the middle of the daytime now. So I'm surprised somebody doesn't get a picture of some of this. But it's just the way it is, and it's almost over. So, you know, I sort of wish the election was tomorrow instead of on the 8th. But just to get it behind us.
Okay. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Gary Cadd and talk about
running for city council.
That's right.
To reclaim your spot.
Or to retain his spot.
Yes.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State 2015, and they can be voted best in the North State for every year as far as we're concerned. They are the ones that take care of your heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If it's an emergency, they took care of us. We have no problems in recommending them with no reservations. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Gary Cadd. It's
Carl
a quarter after 8.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR on this, well, last day of October, and it's trick-or-treat.
It's Halloween.
Well, that's our politicians.
Oh, they're creepy and they're crawly. It's this election. You're right, honey. It's this election.
But
of course, only at the national level.
This morning, of course, running for city council is Gary Cadd. Welcome back to our show.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds, where if you're looking for something, you're looking for someone who's got the expertise and all of the window coverings that you could possibly imagine to do a professional job that makes your house look just extremely good and meets your budget. You got to talk to Jerry over at Budget Blinds. He's got it all. They've got an extensive display of different types of window coverings that will absolutely make your house look fabulous. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Budget Blinds. Okay. Gary Cadd's here. The final stretch, as we were talking about. Gary, last time you were on, somebody wrote afterwards and said that they had heard you at a couple other rallies, and even though they were supporting somebody else, they were very pleasantly it was very pleasant to hear that you had other subjects that you were also strong on and not just unfunded liabilities.
Oh, well, there's another subject. It's Reading Electric Utility.
And, okay, let's talk about that.
Well, Reading Electric Utility, and what was it, in January of 14 when the President Council was seated, the first thing they did was decommission the Reading Electric Utility Commission that I had put in place in 2012, and I'd campaigned on that since 2008. And it's surprising. They got rid of it, and then within a matter of months, then REU came out with a rate structure increase, and they wanted to increase the network access charge on the bill. It's actually infrastructure charge. And they wanted to change it from $13 a month to $42 a month, an increase of $29 a month. If you figure out how many ratepayers we've got, which is roughly 43,700, that comes out to about $1.2 million a month increase, or $15 million a year. And at the time, REU was saying that was for solar. Well, that really wasn't all of the problem, although solar can cause a bit of a problem, but it's not $15 million a year. So it's an increase that was tacked onto it. Then this last July, lo and behold, we come up the REU comes up with the issue on our agenda that we have to reinstitute the rooftop solar rebate program that had been closed off back in 2011 when the city said they used the rest of the money that was available, the $10 million, to put in the solar array out at the airport. Well, I guess they hadn't used all of it. There was still $2.1 million that need to be brought forward. So they had us vote it back, the program back into place so they could finish giving the money out, because it has to be out, I think, by 2017. And there was a meeting out at REU of all of the solar folks the solar providers here in town. I think there's some 25 of them, if I'm not mistaken. So I attended the meeting just to be ears, just to learn. And the question was asked, the people that are already in the pipeline, if you will, and there's those that already applied to get a permit to put solar on the rooftop, would they be able to get this rebate? And they were told no, that it would start, I think it was on September 1st. So the city's had $2.1 million that they could have given out since 2011, but they closed the program off. Now they're coming back now in a hurry to get the money taken care of.
Have to do that by 2017? Well, which means you only got a couple months.
I think there's a, 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 I think there's a date of July of 2017.
The reason I find this interesting is because I've had Barry Tippin on, and Barry tells all the reasons why solar is a problem to REU. And I understand his reasoning is that, hey, we have to all these people that are on solar are then we still have to be hooked up to the company because they use electricity every so often or maybe a little bit every day, and that they and yet they don't pay for that, and they and by law they can't be charged anything. And so he was, this is why. He says, why should everybody else pay for solar? And then I just saw Barry on doing commercials for advocating for people to get solar. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that was really hard for him to do, to choke that one down, because they have to give away this money, or they have to disperse this, not give away, but disperse this money.
Right.
The city's been making it tough on solar companies, from what I understand, over the last, couple of years, but now things are starting to open up.
Well, there's a couple of things. First off, REU says that they would have to pay the solar producers. In other words, the people that rooftop and their energy doesn't, they're not using it. It goes back into the system because they have to be hooked up.
Right.
So when they say they're not paying, everyone, whether you have rooftop solar or not, you have to have an account with Reading Electric Utility.
Right.
If you do, you're going to pay the network access charge, which is infrastructure.
Which is like $13.
They raised it $2 about 6-8 months ago, so it's $15 now.
$15.
But it was $13 at the time we were talking about this. Right. But REU says that they have to pay a higher amount to the people that produce electricity than
they're having to buy it at retail as opposed to wholesale.
Yeah, well, the thing with it is, in going to CPUC meetings and talking to Cody Naylor, I think his name is, that works for CPUC, they pay this. PG&E pays the same price. Whatever the spot price is at the moment that they bought purchase from outside, they have to pay that same amount. Well, REU says no, it's higher. So see, the PUC organization that runs REU is the Reading City Council. So there's something wrong with this whole process of what they're saying.
Well, they put the electric commission in there for 18 months. The new city council, and bear with me when I say this, the new city council then came in and did away with electric commission before they really had a chance to put out their first report.
Correct.
And they just did away with them. Then, so I have this. I see that the city council doesn't really have to listen to ad hoc committees, and in fact can do away with. They could do away with several committees if it wasn't a state thing.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah. Bob keeps handing me stuff.
With REU, we need a citizens committee, and I don't know whether we're going to put a citizens committee back together or whether actually I might move forward with an initiative that I already have prepared that would take the management REU away from the city, the city council, and elect a 5-member board from within the community to oversee the electric.
So
and this would be the same
they
thing.
They will
as
be the ones that make then the decisions about REU?
Yes. It's the same as what happens like with SMUD, which is Sacramento Utilities, and several other big utilities up and down the state. They have their own 5-member board that oversees the utility. The city council would not oversee it any longer.
Well, I just...
Well, you would have 5 people.
You know what? Gary, are you saying is that the city council can't be trusted?
Of course.
Well, if they can
well, there's
be trusted,
things going on with the city council that shouldn't be going on.
That may be, but if the
and
city council, but you're saying is we need a separate commission over the Reading Electric Utility because the city council can't be trusted to do it correctly.
Well, the city council does whatever city staff tells them to do.
But, Gary, are you saying is the city council can't be trusted to oversee
Reading Electric Utility? Yes.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just said several times here.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a big that's a big statement right there, because can the city council be trusted to spend the $11 million a year of D-passes on public safety?
Well, I think that probably is already starting to fall apart. You've had one member asked to be removed from the committee they put together, and now they put a second member on there, and I'm understanding that second member is going to probably have to step down here in the not-too-distant future. So the complexion of the committee is changing even before it's put into place.
Well, the committee has no power.
None. And as far as the audit's concerned, the committee's not going to do the audit like I had asked them to do. The city staff will do the audit and then give the committee the answers to the audit.
So you're saying then that D, if it does pass, you believe the money will not be spent, all of it, on public safety, mental health, fire protection, and other projects like that?
Well, we're talking about all the money.
Right, all
not,
the money.
Not
30%, not 40%. Because I think what E says is all the money is going to be spent for this. Yeah. It didn't say a portion of it. Mm-hmm. It says all of the money, yeah. Which I thought right there was kind of like, yeah, right.
Well, they could spend 5% of it someplace else. They could spend 15%.
That's what I'm saying. So that's never been anything, even though that's what it says, they're supposed to all be spent on that. Nobody in their right mind would ever believe that was going to happen, all of it. On the other hand, you would hope that the city council, I mean, these are people that everybody's voted for, that we supposedly trust, would spend the money, the vast majority of it, 90 to 95% of it, on, if you're reelected and this passes, would you spend all the money on public safety?
If I am reelected, every cent of that money will be spent to where they've already stated it's going to go.
Okay.
And I'll bird dog until I'm off the council to know where that money goes.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We've got Gary Cadd here as our guest who's running for reelection. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, they've got it all down there with Espresso Joe's. With weather like this, you go in there, you get that warm cup of coffee, that latte, that special pumpkin spice latte, all those things. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, with a walk-in humidor that I just love to go in there around Christmas time, find all types of gifts for my friends. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business that does so much for our community. Tobacco and Brew. 8:31 in the morning, our guest is Gary Cadd, and we will be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you live in the Redding city limits and you're concerned about the finances of your city, you're not alone. For the past 4 years, Gary Cadd has been the voice of the people on the city council, looking out for you, the hardworking citizen, the retiree, the businessman, and the taxpayer. We suffer from not enough police officers, slow response times, skyrocketing pension costs, lack of jail space, and lack of good jobs. The millions of dollars of unfunded pensions are the elephant in the room, and to date have not been fully addressed by the city.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, asking for your vote for re-election to the Redding City Council.
Paid for by Cadd for Council 2016.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 54 degrees, going up to 57 today. It's going to be raining, so watch out for all the little tykes tonight.
That's from the Munsters, wasn't it? Love the Munsters. You know, when you think about, okay, my generation, Gilligan's Island, Batman, the Munsters.
I wanted a Munster movie.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody? Okay, let's go to the phones.
Joe.
Well, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Joe. There's something big happening for the Korean War veterans.
I sure do. This next couple days is going to be a red letter moment for our association and all Korean vets. Tomorrow morning at the Board of Supervisors chambers at 9 o'clock, the resolution that was produced by the Board of Supervisors is going to be signed. That's going to name the bridge on Clear Creek Road over Clear Creek the Korean War Veterans Memorial Bridge. And we're just so excited about it that we're inviting everybody to come to the Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the day after that, Wednesday, which would be the ceremony out at the bridge site at 2 o'clock. We'd invite everybody to come on out there and help us celebrate what this bridge is standing for, and that it's going to keep people reminded of the Korean War. It's considered the forgotten war, and we don't want it to do that.
Okay, that's Joe Koska and the Korean War veterans. They're having the announcement tomorrow at the Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock, commemorating that the bridge over Clear Creek will be the Korean War Memorial Bridge. And then on the next day, Wednesday at 2 p.m., they'll be out there for a celebration and for a memorial ceremony out at the bridge. Thanks a lot, Joe.
You bet. Thanks, pal.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're here with Gary Catt, and we're talking about things that are going on with his on re-election and that are important. Besides the unions have come out after you, mm-hmm. and Adam McElvain, because neither one of you are supporting D&D. Are you against public safety, like they said?
No. I'm not against public safety whatsoever at all. I just believe that the city has the money. Let's put it this way, Carl. Back in 2008, the Reading Police Department, the personnel cost. This isn't cars, tires, guns, and bullets. This is personnel cost. Was $21 million. In 2015, it was $22 million. Went up $1 million. All right. Now let's go back to 08 again. We had 173 police personnel. That's sworn police officers, CSO, and administrative. In 15, we had 131. That was down 42 positions. So we're paying more money for less officers. We went down into the valley back in 8, 9, 10, 11. So we went from $72 million general fund budget down to 61.4, I think it was, and then came back up. We're up at 73 now. We went down and came back up. Why didn't we go down and then start hiring police back again as we came back up again, which we did not do? The reason that we're paying more and we have less officers is because we're paying unfunded pensions. Now, it just gets drawn all into where the focus is. There's money within the city. General Fund Reserve Account has a surplus. Gary's not talking about using the account, the general fund money that's set aside. It's the surplus that's there. And there's a surplus in risk management also. In other words, we need to be looking to where we can find money to take care of the problems we've got. Now, we put this tax into effect. We're going to be giving money to the sheriff, to the county. The county had $10 million. I believe it was a grant that they were able to receive. And sheriff asked to build the ARC, the new building down on Breslauer, to be a 128-bed building. And the county said, no, it'll be 64 beds. And the sheriff asked him, well, let's build it to be 128, but only produce it for 64. No, we won't do that either, the Board of Supervisors said. So it's going to be a 64. So they've got this $10 million. They spent three to move the sheriff down on Park Marine. They spent $1 million to rehab a road out on somewhere in the county, $1 million to rehab a road that needed to be reworked. So there's $6 million sitting there, and the Board of Supervisors has this money allocated to renovate the present courthouse into office space for the county when the new courthouse is built. Well, the new courthouse is put off indefinitely. We don't know when it's going to be built. So these new bed spaces that we're going to be getting aren't going to be coming anytime soon, and that's really the latchpin to this whole crime thing, is having more beds to lock more people up and get them off
aren't
the street.
What they're saying is that they can use part of this money, from what I understand, that they can put another 64 beds minimum down in the basement of the jail right now.
Well, now, Carl, that's correct. Now, where they want to put those is courtroom one and courtroom two, because those two courtrooms exist inside the jailhouse building, but they can't do that until the new courthouse is built and they move those two courts out of the jail.
So they can't do that immediately.
They can't do that immediately. Now,
what about where the kitchen is?
Well, the kitchen and the laundry can be moved out and supposedly, from what I understand, moved down to the ARC building down on Breslauer. Whenever that's built and completed. So we're still to the point. But see, now the county's paying for that. That's not coming out of the sales tax money, that to move the cook hall, the kitchen, and the laundry. Move that out. The county's paying for that. That's not coming out of the sales tax.
Okay. So the argument for it is that the new sales tax will put more police on the street, will put in a sobering center, will more mental health, another $1 million for mental health, and more firemen.
The thing about the surplus
of the money that already, I think Starman says that they're using the surplus for unfunded liabilities right now. But that surplus can't be guaranteed. I mean, if we hire 10 cops and 12 community service officers based on the surplus, and our taxes or our income, I should say, revenue remains the same or goes down, won't we be back in the same situation in three years?
If we hired 10 CSOs, which we need terribly, we hire them through the money you're speaking of, and then all of a sudden it goes down and we have to lay two of them off, we still have a plus eight. So in other words, we're doing something. I've been saying all along, to do nothing now, said, even back 2 years ago, simply is not an option.
Right. I understand that. And I think that if this thing passes, that we need to also be very forceful in having the sheriff move as many people out. I mean, he should have contracts with every county in the state, which he doesn't, to move people into.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that's one thing that could happen almost immediately, is moving bad guys out of the jail.
No, certainly. I mean,
the money. Yet only $275,000 is going to do that.
Well,
that's extra.
$200,000 out of this sales tax is going to go towards that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And so what happens then is we still have the same problem. We still have no place to put them.
Yeah. Now, let me bring something else up, too. In 2008, the fire department had 69 employees. In 2015, they had 85 employees. Right now, we have more employees with the city's fire department than we've had as far in the last 11 years, from the figures that I have here on the report that I have in front of me.
I mean, how many do we have?
We have 85.
How many did we used to have?
Back in 2008, we had 69.
So we've got 25 more people or 20 people more than we used to?
Yeah, about 16, 17.
Well, how did we go down to three We used to have three in a, on
no.
a we never have?
No, we've never had three on a truck. We're trying to get there. But
right.
the point being is this. It's not that I don't want them. Is can we afford them? We really need to have automatic aid with the county, with CAL FIRE coming into the city on the first alarm. But this is something that's been worked on for a long time. But this, before we do anything with the fire department, we should achieve this automatic aid is what we should do.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, we're here with Gary Cadd, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in the world. The best, the very best. Hands down, the best in the world. If you're going to these, styling salons and you're a guy, shame on you. Go to Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business. Right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, hey, the Trump campaign has an office in Reading and wants to announce they need phone volunteers. Please give Julie a call at 277-5822 to volunteer. That's, again, the Trump campaign has an office in Reading and wants to get some phone volunteers. Please give Julie a call at 530-277-5822 if you want to participate. We'll be right back. After these messages with Gary Cadd, 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, here, Halloween.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bott. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I want you to save that. I want you to save that part. I want you to save the laugh.
Save the laugh. We've been watching Vincent Price movies.
I've got some other things,
too. The 31st of October, honey. Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. And you know what? We got the election coming up.
So we have a lot of tricks.
I'm not sure about what the treats are going to be here.
I'm not sure what the treats are.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at...
I Lick Your Face.
Mighty Fine Foods. I Lick Your Face. You know what? Mighty Fine Foods. This is a family show out there, Kyle and Ed DeFore. And I want to just kind of say thank them for all the support they've given us over the last year and a half, 2 years. Kyle, of course, does all of our sports. And
he's
has a great sports show on Tuesday nights. Is just absolutely an encyclopedia of sports information. They've got it all at Mighty Fine Foods right out there. It's over 1,000 drinks, including over 300 different types of beer, which gets everybody all excited. Mm-hmm. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Is at the corner of 299 in Deschutes. And I just want to, again, thank you to Kyle and Ed for the support that they've given us. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're here with Gary Cadd. And, Gary, what accomplishment are you most proud of your time on the board?
I think if you want to talk about one accomplishment, I think the Redding Electric Utility Commission. The commission was put into place to inform the people of what was going on with the utility, and it was obvious that they wanted to make a move and making a rate structure increase, so they just did away with the commission. And I think we still need to have a commission or an oversight board, whichever, some way for the people to know what's going on with the commission. Because even back in 2008 when we had the Redding Electric Utility Billing Review Committee, there were several issues that we were never, ever able to get changed, or we did change some of them, and within 6 or 8 weeks they got changed back again. So
I know that. That was when about not throwing people out of their houses.
Right.
And the red tags.
And I've got a big one
I'm going to be talking about tomorrow about REU and some of the ways they do things. Let's go to the phones, though. Rob, good morning. Do you have a question for Gary?
Yeah, Gary, I'm really kind of torn on this Measure D, Measure C thing. And my question is, and I've never been able to ask anybody, is what is the problem with being able to put a measure on the ballot that says, okay, we're going to present you guys with the option of having the sales tax. And, oh, by the way, the other measure is not going to be an advisory measure. It's going to actually be a mandated measure, meaning with the level of distrust in government, how the heck I don't like the answer from guys like you to say, well, at some point you got to distrust us. It's like, no. Mandate the money to go to public safety, and I'm happy with voting for it. Otherwise, it's another one of these bills that you're passing where the money doesn't have to go to where you guys say it's going to go.
Well, Rob, what happens is this.
Okay, Rob, thanks a lot.
It's a great question. To lock it up the way you're speaking of takes a two-thirds vote. It takes 67% vote, and that is hard to do. Now, the thing that happened with the sales tax back when some of the folks in the Chamber of Commerce came to me a couple of years ago and wanted me to jump on board, so they were going to write a white paper and put it out, and they wanted me to introduce it before City Council. Well, I told them, well, I'll look at it, and just make sure you don't send it to me at 2 or 3 o'clock on a Tuesday when we have a council meeting that night. Well, at 3:30 on a Tuesday, we just emailed it to you. So I read it, and I called them back and told them it wasn't ready for prime time. They were a little upset, and they hung the phone up on me. And then it was introduced by another council member that same evening, but it didn't go anywhere. The thing with it is, as I told them back at the time, instead of putting together a tax issue, D&E, at 2 o'clock in council chambers, and on a Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock when no one could really come to understand what was going on, why not have it at 7 o'clock at night at the Civic Center to where the community come in? In other words, if you're going to do a sales tax increase, write it properly, because this one is not written very well. Write it properly and then sell it to the community. Sell it to the community so the community knows where the money's going to go, where the promises are. Because the promises being made now, keep in mind, a week from tomorrow, there's going to be an election. There's going to be four more elections into the future that people are going to be regulating and spending this money where the, where this money needs to be spent. And if you look at the Reading city attorney had to write an impartial analysis of Measure D. And this is just a quote out of it. The revenue would be placed in the city's general fund. The city would not be bound to use the tax monies for any special purpose or any particular service, project, facility, or programs. Then analysis of Measure E, while the opinion is expressed through the votes on this measure, is of interest to the Reading City Council. The vote is in no manner legally controlling on the City Council's use of the sales tax proceeds. I think what we're doing is we're being asked, trust us, we're going to do this. We're going to trust the present council to spend this money to where they say they're going to spend it. And then we've got members in the council coming in the future that don't even know they're going to be on the council now, but we're getting a promise from them too. The reason why I would like to stay on the city council is to represent the people of the city of Reading watching where this money goes. I mean, I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I'd be truthful with you, I'm going to vote against it. But I don't know if it's going to pass or not. But if it does pass, you bet I'll be right there to know where the money goes and how it goes and what department it goes in and how it's being spent and what the budget of that department looks like. I mean, folks, you know I've studied the unfunded pensions inside out. I can study this issue inside out and know what's going on. So I would really like to stay on the council to be able to be the citizen's watchdog, if you will, to keep an eye on what's going on with this sales tax if it does pass. And it could pass. I'm not saying it's not going to, because I have a feeling it's going to be pretty close. So that's my answer to you, Rob.
Okay. And again, the your answer that if it doesn't pass is to take the money out of the reserve fund. The surplus. Because there has to be like $4 million kept in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at all times.
Right now it's 3.6, and they're keeping right at 7. But see, Mr. Starman in open session made the comment that surplus was going to go to pay unfunded pensions.
That's what I thought.
So we're paying unfunded pensions within the police department. And folks, if you would, go to GaryCadd.com. GaryCadd.com, there's a button there for sales tax, a button there for pensions, and button there for REU. You can go through and read some of the issues. You can even see some of my videos that I put together. But go through and look at them, and I'd really appreciate your vote to continue serving you. I'm really looking forward to that, but we'll just have to see what's going to happen next Tuesday.
It goes down to, when it comes back down to it, though, it needs 3 votes. No matter what side it is 3 votes.
Right.
There have been a lot of 4-1 votes and 3-2 votes, and you're usually on the bottom end of those.
I have been for the last 4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on the top end of that. But, we're still giving raises to the city employees.
Well, they're saying is that, you know, it takes good employees to run the city, and this is a large business. And if you don't pay them, they're not going to stay here.
They're not going anywhere. They're well paid. They're great employees. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to put anyone in that building down, but they are well paid, and there are raises coming down the pike.
What's your vision for the next, if you get reelected, what's your vision for the next 4 years?
Jobs, J-O-B-S.
How are you going to do that? Government can't build jobs, but they can make things easier.
Government can get out of the way. Government can make planning and permitting more available. Some of the impact fees are so high for against the population as well as business.
Did you do this the last 4 years?
Pardon? Oh, we brought it up. Patrick and I brought it up. I brought it up. It just goes nowhere.
Okay. Well, Julie Winters and Adam McElvain and everybody says they want to expand business. You know, this time. Do you think that if you're reelected, you might be actually a 3-2 to do something about this?
Well, I'm hoping so. It's going to depend who you know gets on there and work together. I'll work with anybody. People tell me I'm an obstructionist. I'm not. It's just when an issue comes up that the majority is pushing, and I don't think it's in the best interest of the people, I vote no.
Okay, would you vote to have the comments section move back to the front?
Yeah, it's New York Second.
Okay, would you contemplate using a private security firm to patrol the trails immediately, since you could do that at a lot less expensive amount of money, and you don't have to worry about all the other things?
Is that going to protect the people? You better believe it.
Okay, even if, you know, and we're talking about just being presence on there with radios and everything to call the police, but also they're trained security officers.
Sure.
So you would do that?
Oh, of course.
How about providing bathrooms? Portable bathrooms out here in different parts of the city for the homeless.
At different parts of the city, but depends upon where that part of the city is going to be, but yes.
How about using the Empire Recovery Center as a sobering center? They're ready right now. The only thing, you know, they could take 20 people a day.
I think that there's things going on in the private sector in the community now that really can't be discussed at the moment, but I think there are going to be some real great moves in that direction.
Why can't it be discussed?
Well, because I'm not going to speak for rumors that I'm hearing in the community.
Well, I see Empire Recovery Center. It seems like they could do that sobering center right now, and yet we're fooling around with something, saying, "Oh, we're going to pay $375,000 for something that to build a new one when you've got one that's already here." Mm-hmm. I think the people are tired, Gary. I think
the people want
instant results.
Yep.
Now, how instant you can get is all up to the city council, because there's ways to do this stuff out there they could do pretty easily, really, in my opinion. But that's, I'm not running for office.
I agree with you. Something needs to be done. That's why I've been saying we need to do it a long time ago. We should have been using some of these reserved a long time ago.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you, Gary? Still got a week to go.
GaryCadd.com. And thank you for listening. And I would really appreciate your vote when you mark your ballot.
Thank you, Gary Cadd.
Okay.
All right. Tomorrow.
Well, we've got veterans groups coming in early in the morning. We're going to have some surprises at 8 o'clock. Some more political things going on, baseball, the whole thing. But everybody have a great day. Be careful out there tonight.
Happy Halloween.
There's going to be little kids out running around and older kids.
And be careful when you're driving.
Careful. That's it.
Drive careful.
Right.
Okay. Hey, everybody have a good evening. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The News in Progress is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Time on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Although when it comes to the latest revelations,
this is explosive, and I think it reminds people what their hesitations about Hillary Clinton are in the first place.
Clinton running mate Tim Kaine talks about the ongoing email controversy on ABC's This Week.
This is a distraction, but look, we're focused on winning this race over the next 9 days.
Billionaire Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel's $1.25 million donation to Trump turned a lot of heads in the high-tech community. Thiel says that one of the reasons he's backing Trump is because average Americans are really hurting.
In the wealthy suburbs that ring Washington, D.C., people are doing just fine.